Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK. We've got John still on the line. John playing for Team Not Sober. And John, I believe you're on question number five.
And John, question number five for you is, what does ROM stand for, as in CD-ROM?
random. Something memory.
I think memory's right.
You got memory.
Okay.
So it's read only memory.
Read only memory.
You would think it would sound like classier or more technical.
RAM
than that.
Is random access memory.
That is correct.
That one I do know. For words I can remember RAM, I can never remember ROM.
Yeah.
Has anyone made a ROM-com, as in a CD-ROM-com?
Do things still use ROM?
Bro, you are asking the wrong person.
The ROM person.
Yes, I'm the ROM person to ask.
To his credit, I haven't heard of ROM in a while. But then again, it's all USB now. So now we don't, because the disc, it could do a handful of different things at some point. But now they don't need to just be
right,
a read
USB.
Only.
What does USB stand for? Universal something bus?
Serial bus.
Serial bus, yeah.
I'd get on the serial bus.
I thought it was a universal short bus.
Ooh.
Ooh. Climb aboard the universal serial. Take yourself a bite.
It moves real slow.
Back and forth. Top speed is 60 noise.
If he's in charge, that's more like the other bus I've seen.
Yeah, that's right.
I am a captain.
Grab yourself a line. I mean a seat.
<That's right.
laughs> Want to earn $400? The hard way? I used to watch that every Tuesday when it came out, me and DB.
Really?
The something bus, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I can't say I didn't. I didn't realize what day it came out, but I'm like, ooh, a new one.
Oh, we would get fired up. We'd watch that and a certain type of hunter.
Yes, yes.
Big buck.
Yes,
yep.
Big buck. All right,
they
your
were
question.
Buxom.
Who replaced Ronnie James Dio in Black Sabbath as the lead singer?
No idea.
He used to sing, well, I guess he's best known for singing in the band Deep Purple.
Oof.
I don't know people's names.
Okay, that's a problem.
That's right, Sam.
Yeah, see?
That would be
Ian Gillian?
Ian Gillian, yes.
Gillian.
Actually, I don't know if it's Gillian or Gillian, to be honest with you.
He's a good dude.
John, question seven.
All right, multiple choice. Russia, China, Liechtenstein, or Sudan. What country is connected to the most countries by land?
Russia?
That would have been my guess.
Liechtenstein.
China.
Damn it.
China.
They're connected to a lot, dude.
Yeah, well, they're big.
Yeah, they are.
What a large China you have.
Mm. All right, we actually talked about this guy the other day on this show. Who published his best-selling book, Diet Revolutions, in 1972? They named the diet after him.
Atkins?
You got it.
Boom.
Nice
Boom.
Job. Nice job.
There we go.
All right.
Yeah, man.
Only took you eight. Game.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It was Big W, 206-803 Rock.
Dummy.
Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the men's room.
Not Chuck.
You, your girl, and your Johnson. Hola.
You, your girl, and your Johnson.
Hola.
And yes, Mike, it is Jeff.
Jeff, are you sober or not sober?
I'll tell you what, Miles. I've had more than two whiskeys today. Is this team not sober?
Well, how many whiskeys have you had?
I knew someone was going to ask that, and...
You don't have to answer.
Two. Jeff, the answer is two.
Don't be bullied.
I'm not your wife.
You've been two.
If it's your wife, it's two.
The answer is yes. The answer is yes.
Yes.
The answer is always two. Oh, what is your whiskey of choice, Jeff?
Ooh, good question.
R&R.
Oh, wow.
Oh, really? All right, then. Oh.
I mean, I do like Crown, especially some of like the Crown Peach or the Crown Blackberry, but a little bit expensive, kind of just something you want to knock the buzz off real quick. Just...
I was going to say the apple's actually pretty good.
That Crown Blackberry is phenomenal.
Oh. I've never had it, man.
Yeah. Oh,
I've been on a Crown kick lately.
But because it's Crown,
it's
good.
It's just so easy. It just goes down easy.
Miles.
What?
Miles, have you ever had half and half apple, or the Crown apple and half and half lemonade?
You mean they have a Crown Royal lemonade, or you put lemonade in that?
You put lemonade in it.
No, I have not.
Learn it. Oh, I learned it down, I can't remember what bar it was when I was down in San Diego. It's like he just learned about it, and he was giving everybody out that kind of drink. It's like,
man, Jeff, to be honest with you,
I'll give him raises.
I don't know that my bar has lemonade. Maybe they do.
Does our water go with lemonade?
I don't even know if that's a thing.
I'm just thinking, if I ask for a drink with lemonade, would they have it?
They might have it on the gun.
They got to have lemonade, because people drink Arnold Palmer's or John Daly's.
Yep.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Or
okay.
You know what?
I always do the same thing too. I always ask him. It's like, do you have Crown Apple? They're like, yeah. He's like, do you have lemonade? And he's like, yeah. I was like, okay, I'll take half and half.
So Jeff, you make it like a shooter, essentially.
It comes in a glass.
Make it in cocktail.
Okay.
I think Jeff, you should step it up. Go straight to blackout. Mix it with a Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Oh,
easy.
Yeah.
Ooh. Wow. I'm trying to kill the man.
Ooh.
All right,
trying to make cost efficiency for my bud.
Jeff, pick a Labor Day event. Are you going to go with a Fair, PAX West, Bummer Chute, or Sounders?
Oh, well, after a couple of what Ted just recommended, I would definitely go for you ever seen, what is that show, Carnival Eats?
Yes.
Like he goes around and tries the food? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. That guy gets so excited about that food.
So do you.
So does that mean you're going to the fair?
I'm going fair. It's like we even joke with our family jokes every time. It's like we see some of those good foods. It's like, man, his job must suck. It's like, meet some of those. I'm going to go on a couple roller coasters that go upside down or some of those rides. But, yeah, we're going fair.
All right.
Carnival Eats is a good show, too, because that guy, to his credit, when he eats something, he kind of he doesn't have the same reaction every time.
Okay.
Which I really like. And then he'll go out to where the...
Like Guy Fieri likes everything.
Yeah, and just, it's hard. You have the same reaction. Like, he does a good job, and then he goes out to the, what do you call it? Not the concourse or whatever, and then he passes them out to people.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, and he gets reactions.
I bet he does.
He's got the worst job in the world. He's got to have the worst job, quote-unquote worst job.
Yeah, that's a power couple hours, man. You get like a man versus food, carnival eats, maybe an old Anthony Bourdain sprinkled in.
Sprinkled in. Just a dollop. All right, here's a question, Jeff. In the movie Ghostbusters, what is the occupation of Lewis Tully?
Oh, I'm going to get shade on this one. I've never even seen Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters.
Is he a plumber?
He's not a plumber.
Is he a shrink?
An accountant. An accountant.
Who plays that character? Is it Dan Aykroyd?
No, it's the guy from Little House of Horrors.
Oh.
Right?
Isn't that Lewis? Rick Moranis?
Right? Rick Moranis, yes. Hey, it just depends how you pronounce it.
Yeah.
You know, he says Buck Cannon, I say Moranis.
We got to take a shower first, but it's all good.
Rick Moranis, yes.
Miles.
All right. Your question.
Got it.
How many permanent hosts have there been on The Tonight Show? And there's a little wiggle room on this because Jay Leno did it twice.
So do we count him once or twice?
It depends how you want to do it.
Okay.
I got them both covered.
Gotcha.
Let's go four.
Five?
Cool.
5/6.
Yeah, Parr's one of them, right?
There was Steve Allen, followed by Johnny Carson, followed by Jay Leno, followed by Conan O'Brien, followed by big-headed-ass Jay Leno again, and now Jimmy Fallon.
Right, because I knew that there was one before Carson.
Yeah.
Early.
All right, let's see. I have a multiple-choice question for you. From 1964 to 1980, what country was known as Rhodesia?
Ooh.
Eritrea, Zimbabwe, Congo, or Ghana?
Can you say that again?
I sure can. From 1964 to 1980, what country was known as Rhodesia? Was it Eritrea, Zimbabwe, Congo, or Ghana?
Congo.
Eritrea. Eritrea and Zimbabwe.
Eritrea.
Never heard of any of them.
You never heard of Zimbabwe, Eritrea, Congo,
or
Ghana?
No, I've heard of Congo.
Okay. I was like, at least some of you have heard of Congo.
I know the movie.
Eritrea? Isn't that what it is? Just sound, like they...
They right? broke off from someone. I don't remember.
Is it Somalia or Ethiopia?
PSA to anyone, listen, don't show Congo to your kids.
Really? That movie was...
Don't make you scared gorillas.
Well, look, man, it's not like my kids interact with gorillas a lot. You know, like, Jaws, I go, okay, people like to get in the water. Congo, I'm like, cool, don't go to the jungle, man.
Yeah. Is it Zimbabwe?
Not unless you have a banana with some dope in it.
Yes, bananas with dope. I always do.
They shook me down at customs.
Did they?
Oh, my God, I thought I was going to get
What, when you got there?
Oh, yeah, I thought I was going to get the whole naked thing.
Did they think you were a drug runner?
I don't know what they thought. I thought they were like, hey, let's get this white guy naked.
Yeah, that's all it was. White boy, show us your white penis.
I told you. See?
Look how tiny.
See, I told you. It's not a rumor.
All right, your question. In ancient Greece, what river did souls of dead people have to cross? So is the name of a butt-rocking band.
Mm-hmm. That's considered butt-rock?
I mean, not really.
Okay.
But it is.
What?
Yes.
Are you sure?
It used to be called arena rock, but we discussed that they would be a wonderful band to see.
Sure.
Oh, I'd go see them in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
I believe they were touring arenas not terribly long ago.
No, they weren't. We just missed them.
Yeah.
Oh, they're not touring arenas.
Yeah, you're right. Amphitheaters.
No.
Amphitheaters, my bad.
You know the size of this venue.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And there's nothing wrong with that size.
It's a band. They were huge in the 70s, early 80s.
Love them in Pittsburgh.
You have heard of this band.
Ha. I know what you're doing.
They taught everyone at least one Japanese phrase that we all know.
Yep.
Oh.
Used to have two brothers.
You're talking about two.
Domo arigato.
I'm going completely off of this with CCR with Green River. That's up here, but...
Is that your guess?
That's not... Yeah, that's my guess. It's not it.
The CCR River. No, that would be the River Styx.
No, I was saying Green River, but... Yeah.
Oh, Green River. I got you. Yeah, Styx is the band.
Oh, Styx. Mm-hmm. Yep. I wouldn't have got that.
All right, your question. What happens when you roll three consecutive doubles in a game of Monopoly?
Mm-hmm. They don't play that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you've committed
to jail.
A crime.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Straight to jail.
You guys are Black Raven.
All right, cool.
Why is that rule? Impressive?
I don't know.
Pigs get fed, hogs get slaughtered.
Well, you think you get like $1,000.
I mean, any other game, you're rewarded.
Yeah,
they're like, hey, take your ass to jail.
Well, you see your buddy sit there and just roll doubles, and he keeps getting one right after the next and the next and the next. No,
I can't arrest him because I don't like what he's doing.
Sure, you can. This is
America. They're successful. Let's arrest them.
Oftentimes, people get arrested because they have too much of something.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Too many
Super Bowls.
Yeah, right? Like, I love this drug. I'm going to do it 3 days in a row. You end up in jail.
Go to jail.
Straight to jail.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.